Powered by Riverside.
Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is episode number 30.
30?
Volume 2. I was even shocked when I read that myself. Our air date is Thursday, September 26th, 2024. I am your host, C. Willie. I am joined again this week by the lovely and talented
Quarter Peep, and to be 30 again?
Oh my goodness. Only if I know what I know now would I be 30 again. Our special guest tonight might know a little bit about this. We got Tyler Roy joining us on the show tonight. Welcome, Tyler.
Thank you for having me.
So I gotta preface a couple of things here, because when we do our research, we kind of learn about you, learn about what you're doing. Born and raised in Battle Creek, Michigan, the serial city.
Yep.
And then went to my rival, Western Michigan University. I'm a Chippewa. I'm from Central Michigan, man. This is tough. I have some mandates on this show. I got a Bronco on here.
You have two Broncos.
Yeah, I do. I do.
Yeah, you're outnumbered for sure.
I am. I certainly am. But and tell us a little bit then about how your career came about. You've been headlining shows now since you were 20 years old. So
yep.
You've been doing this for a little while. Tell us how it all came about.
Well, I was working a few different jobs throughout going to community college. I graduated from Kellogg Community College first, did 2.5 years there. And I was working Kellogg Arena as event staff. And the perks of working there is you get to see a lot of big talent come through there. And so I've seen all sorts, an array of different genres of music, from hard rock to country. And it was such a blessing to do that. But one really stuck out to me. It was a PBR event, professional bull riding. And I was, I'm a songbird. So I'm always singing, or whatever music's playing, I'll sing along to it. And, I was singing next to the stage, and there's a guy that was up there. I thought it was just a guitar tech. And I'm like, and then he looks down at me and he goes, "Man, you got a good voice." I'm like, "Thank you, man." He goes, and he kind of looks at me. He's like, "You don't have any clue who I am, do you?" I'm like, "No, I don't." He goes, "I'm Frankie Ballard."
Oh my goodness.
So we go, I met Frankie that day. He was performing that evening. We get into a conversation. I graduated from Battle Creek Lakeview. He did about 5 years before I did. He graduated from Battle Creek Lakeview. I graduated from Battle Creek Lakeview. He went to go play baseball at Western Michigan. And then I started to get, I was going into Western Michigan. And so we had a very similar trajectory and path. And he said, "You should go into country music." And ever since then, I'm not sure how much I do regret or love it, but no, well, but no, that was a huge inspiration. It was definitely Frankie Ballard at that time. He saw the talent in me. He saw the promise in me to go and do music. And so I'm an independent, a Nashville recording country artist based right here out of Michigan. I'm a Michigander through and through. I love singing about it. I love writing about it. And I love everything about country music too. So.
Well, and the cool thing too, and we're going to hear a couple of your songs here on the show tonight, but I know the first one that we've got queued up is Country Life. And it's been interesting. I know you've got some challenges that are going on right now. We won't necessarily get into that, but I've got some with my dad, and this song is about your dad. And
it is.
How cool is that? I for those who do know me or don't know me, I lost my dad a little over a year ago. I had the opportunity to celebrate his life this last week. I went to his favorite golf course, and and spread some ashes.
But we can't tell you where.
Can't tell you where.
get in trouble.
It did look like I was striping a football field in a countless spot. All that said, and Country Life is a heartfelt song. Tell me a little bit about the process and as you're putting together something like that. I mean, I could certainly relate to that. I think that's one of the wonderful things about country music. We can all really relate to what's being said in these songs. Tell me a little bit about Country Life.
Well, Country Life is definitely inspired from my father. I've always tried to impress my dad.
Hear you.
My dad and I, underneath the same roof, we are oil and water. We do not get along underneath the same roof, but when we are apart, we are best friends. And so, like, I've always tried to impress him. And so I had to go and write. I've actually written 3 songs for him.
All right.
And so, but this is the one that, like, really kind of hit to people quite a bit. And I originally wrote in 2018 as Simple Life, and I played it for him. He goes, "You should change it to Country Life." So I changed it to Country Life, and then I went down February 2019 to Nashville, had it recorded, and on my way home is when I got the call. He goes, "I need you to come over as soon as you get home." And so I get home from doing the recording, doing my EP down there, and that's when I found out that he was diagnosed with lung cancer.
Oh, no.
So I get home and find that out. He battled it. And then he beat it a year later. But anyone who's ever had cancer, sometimes it likes to disappear and come back in other places. And just recently, we just found that out. He's now had little mass in his brain. And so he's been battling that now in the past month. He had gamma knife radiation out of Chicago. And now he's just going through a couple different procedures that are just wearing him out. But he's a tough cookie, man. He's a construction worker. He's the vice president for Elite Construction Company out of Battle Creek, Kalamazoo area, and he's always been a hard worker and never stops working. Doesn't matter how sick he is, and so he always shows up to work. And so he's a huge inspiration to my life, and if this world ever goes to crap, at least I know how to hunt and fish and take care of myself.
There you go. So. There you go. Well, and we'll hear that in the song. And I got to tell you, you know, you've got all of our thoughts and positive vibes mm-hmm. and prayers for your dad here. And I know the listeners of this program will feel the same. You talked a little bit about your dad and his influence and the fact that he's a big guy and he's tough with these things. Your song styles, your sound, kind of reflects that. When Porter Peep and I were talking about the show and we're listening to the music, I said it's big music.
It's very big. You and I
know it's said of you on your website that you command the stage every mm-hmm. time. You can hear that in the music. It translates that way. It takes sound. That's what you're going for?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm going for. So I write a lot of country artists write about drinking and depression. I like the idea along the lines of what Billy Currington does. He likes to stay positive. And I like to sing about, everyone sings about the drinking. I leave that to the other country artists. I don't drink. I haven't drank in over a year and a half, and I let other people drink for me. So I'm the one that sings about family and that whole lifestyle, because I feel like it's a lost thing right now. People need to get back to that, to having that family atmosphere. And it's just, there's nothing better than to have your friends, family, and have the people in your life that you love around you versus just pushing them away.
We need a lot more.
We need,
there's no question at all. So tell us, Country Life, it's dad. You talked about learning to hunt. And the various times that he kicked your tail along the way. So it's a good one. Let's give this a listen.
Sounds good.
Tyler Roy with Country Life.
I wake up to the smell of scrambled eggs. A voice
they said, get up, sleepyhead. Learn to shoot and how to get a buck. I was ready to go and ready for my first hunt. Thank you, Dad, for the lessons learned. How to hunt, how to work for everything I've earned. Thank you, God, for the times for my dad in this world of mine, this country life. Spot down Perry Road. Climb in the tree, Dad, I'm ready to go. All the weight was killing me. We sit in the stand, waiting patiently. Thank you, Dad, for the lessons learned. How to hunt, how to work for everything. The buck came by. I took a deep breath and let that arrow fly. Thank you, Dad, for the lessons learned. How to hunt, how to work for everything I've earned. Thank you, God, for the times for my dad in this of mine, this country life. This country life. This country life.
Tyler Roy's Country Life. What a great dedication to your dad. That's awesome. And you know, sooner or later, here at Vehicle City Sound, we're going to be able to do this in video form as well. Quarter Peep and I are still learning. But one of the beauties and one of the things that I enjoy the most, and what our listeners don't know yet, you will see this. I can see Tyler. So Tyler and I are on camera to each other as well right now. And man, he got into that song. And I just love it. This happens frequently when we do our shows. The artists, you love what you do. And it's very apparent. And you're doing wonderful, wonderful things. But to see somebody listening to their song, and you've heard that song a thousand times, you're still just passionate about
it. What's interesting is that I can't see what you see. So I have a different expression than C. Willie. So he's like, oh, you know, oh yeah, I'm into it. And I have like these thoughts, like this song, I think that the grandfathers and the fathers can relate to this song, you know, and I'm thinking of my son and his grandfather, and I'm picturing that, but I can't see what's going on, which is fine, but that's where
You know, it's fun to hear the story behind this, Tyler, and to know, you know, and particularly now in a challenge. Yeah. Time, it's got to have even more meaning.
Yeah, my dad means a whole, both of my parents mean the world to me. It's just I've always tried to impress my dad and show off to my dad, because I'm the oldest, and the oldest always tries to look good for their dad and to their dad, and you tend to forget about her mama. We always forget about how close her mamas are to us. And because my mom's always been supportive of everything that I do, too. Shout out to my mom. And I do have a song for her, too, but I'm not playing that one today. That one's called Mother Knows.
All right.
Because Mother Knows Best. And that song means the world to me too. But funny story of that one is that I was supposed to write one. I wrote my dad's third song. My mom goes, "That's a great song," after one verse, and gets up and walks away. So I felt super bad. I had to turn around in 20 minutes back to our apartment at the time. And I wrote the song Mother Knows for my mom. So,
all right.
But that song is out there on all platforms too. If people want to check that out too. So
fantastic. Tell me a little bit about the creative process for you. So you're writing a song. Is it a pattern that you have, or is it different every time?
All my writing credits kind of go to a couple different people, but mostly significantly one person. But so I started out learning from guys from the Chili Pepper Songwriting Club out of Otsego, Michigan. Every third Sunday of the month, we used to go to a bar called MA9 Sports Bar and Grill. And they a lot of artists come around who need to learn how to songwrite. And they go there to learn the ropes. And then they usually take some artists down to Nashville to teach them the ropes down there, what goes on, what happens down there. And then that's how I met a gentleman by the name of Mark Allen Barnett, who taught me some more things. But the most significant one was a hit songwriter by the name of Jimbo Henson. Jimbo, okay. B-E-A-U, because there's nothing beautiful about B-O. So,
oh, that's good.
He passed away a couple years ago, right around my birthday, too. And so he's written songs like Fancy Free with the Oak Ridge Boys, A Party Crowd with Dave Lee Murphy, and a couple other hit songs. And he always told me to keep it simple. Like, keep lyrics simple, two verses, one chorus, and, like, get the meat and potatoes in that first line. Like, put the place and the picture of what's happening in your head, and then come at it from a different angle on the second verse. And so, but I write about, and the most significant thing to do is to write about what you know.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, some people have the talent to just write about just random stories and made up stories. I don't have that talent. I have the talent of writing about what I know, and just pouring out my love and heart and soul for the things I care about in life. And that's my family and my friends, my faith, and my fun, which is the outdoors. I love to fish more than I do hunt. And I do some hunting, but I'm a fisherman. So
there you go.
But I love creating and talking about real things in life and nothing that's fake. So,
well, it comes out in the songs. It certainly does. Everything is very, very real. The next one that we've got queued up, tell us the backstory on Wild and Crazy.
So Wild and Crazy is a completely also true song, except for the wedding part at the end. I'm a Catholic boy. We had to have a big Catholic wedding. the wedding scene at the end of that song on YouTube and on my website, tylerroylive.com, that's the fake part, but it's about exactly how I met my now wife. Mm-hmm. It's how we got to know each other. We had many date nights at Hammer's Pub and Grub in Lake City, Michigan. And so that we also did a lot of the filming there too. Right there, I met her in the park of Lake City, Michigan. We got to know each other quite a bit by many date nights. And then we got married on October 15th of 2022. And here's the big news. We just found out yesterday that we are expecting.
Hey, that is absolutely awesome, Tyler. That is absolutely awesome. Good for you. All right, now, are you going to find out, boy or girl?
We don't know yet. We just did the test yesterday, and it said pregnant. So we are expecting. I'm so happy. We're a blended family with her two boys and my daughter, and we're either doing one or we're doing none, and we have our one coming, and we couldn't be more blessed to have life, because that's the greatest thing God can give you is life. So,
oh man, you're giving me goosebumps. That is I'm very, very happy for you both. Very, very happy for the whole family. That's awesome news.
Thank you.
Everybody else reacting to it favorably too?
Yes.
Good.
Very much so. I mean, I mean, that's what's supposed to happen when you're married. You're supposed to create life and bring more joy to the world. And regardless of how negative the world is, the more joy you bring in, it offsets it. So,
no question.
Yeah,
no question. Well, knowing that as the backstory, let's give a little listen here to Wild and Crazy. This is Tyler Roy.
On the 4th of July, the world shook under our feet like dynamite. We've been texting back and forth, wondering what we'll do. And each time we talk, I fall more in love with you.
My heart keeps beating right out of my chest. I can't ever keep you out of my head.
Crazy Tyler Roy, and yeah. That's where that big music sound. I love that. That's just it's such a great tune, and you can just feel that it's big.
It is big. It's a lot of sound, and you either go big or you go home. It's
you're doing it.
It's one. So my philosophy with songs, it's like, I mean, I'm not trying to go number one. I'm not trying to be the best artist in the world. I'm just trying to leave a positive message out there. And I know it's a business. But if I can change the lives of like a few people versus instead of just try to make everybody happy, I feel better helping out people.
Well, I think music is probably better when it is actually for you. When you're doing it from the heart and you're being genuine with things, it's got to be a better message and a more pure sound.
Yeah,
your song. If you're not writing it for everybody else that's out there, you're writing it for what's real and what you know.
Yep.
Where does everybody find you, Tyler? If we're the fans that are listening to this now and say, hey, I want to know more about Tyler, where do they find you?
My website is tylerroylive.com. But all my handle on most platforms, on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube, it's Tyler Roy Music. Tyler Roy Music, all put together, except for on Facebook, it's all separated.
Okay.
But Tyler Roy Music, and then my website is tylerroylive.com. And mostly I post on Facebook. I wish social media didn't really exist, but
there are a lot
it's
of
a love-hate relationship. Yeah, it's a,
no question.
It's a lot of work, and it takes away most of your life if you have to focus on it for your business. And it's like, it's a grind, it's a hustle. And I just, I still post on there, but my website's
not a necessity.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
well, tell us a little more. We got one more queued up for you here. It says Northern Ground. Tell us a little bit about Northern Ground.
Northern Ground is all about Michigan. It was co-written with a buddy of mine based out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. His name is Clayton Sawyer. He was part of the Chili Pepper Songwriting Club I mentioned. They now do their third Sundays of the month. I think it's called the Lucky Wolf. I want to say it's in Paw Paw. So it's a little brewery down there.
Yeah, Quarter Peeps lighting up all these. She's from that side of the state. I'm not, but she's hearing you talk about all these. She knows them all. She goes, I know that one.
I've been there.
One.
Like, wait a minute.
Where is she originally from?
She grew up in the Muskegon area.
I grew up in Muskegon. Yeah. I graduated from Muskegon area. And then I moved to Grand Rapids, been there for quite some time. And then I lived in Wayland, which isn't very far from Otsego, where you played. And then Papa's probably 25 minutes from Wayland, I think. And so I'm like, I've been to these places. I'm like, where have I been?
There's a long lost connection here, Tyler.
Yeah. And
you're basically encompassing what we are here in Michigan then with Northern Ground.
Yes, it talks about Sleepy Bear Dunes. It talks about paradise. It talks about hell, Michigan. It just it just really captivates Michigan pretty well in that song. So,
all right. Well, let's give this one a listen. One more from Tyler Roy. This is Northern Ground.
I can show in my right hand all the places I've been. Here in God's country, every getaway we can. Seen the colors on my Harley in the heart of Kino. Got my groove on in Motown when she gave me a call. When it's my time to go, I'd rather be covered a lot of northern ground. One day it will cover me. It'll cover me. I've climbed the Sleepy Bear. White-tailed deer, caught bluegills from the docks, far hopped in the dead of winter, but we're used to snow and ice. It gets cold as hell, as it does in paradise. When it's my time to go, there is no place I'd rather be.
time to go. There is no place I'd rather be. When it's my time to go, there is no place I'd rather be. Covered alive in northern ground. One day it will cover me. It'll cover me. It'll cover me.
Yeah, like that one too. Another one of the big sounds, that's Northern Ground from Tyler Roy. Tyler, thank you so much.
I really appreciate y'all having me on here. I'm very, very blessed to be here on the Vehicle City Sound podcast, and I just thank you so much. I just any of these opportunities is a blessing, and I sincerely thank you for having me.
Okay, we love having you. It's nice to have one of the good guys on here.
Yeah, I try not to be fake. I try to be real.
It comes out.
So
it definitely comes out. Quarter Peep, who we got next?
Oh, yes. So those who've been waiting, Rob Stone's going to be on next week.
We're looking forward to that. Rob's been a great friend of the show and going to be a lot of fun with that as well. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to give us a wrap on tonight's edition. I want to say thank you one more time. Tyler Roy, thank you so much for being with us.
I really appreciate it. Thank you, too.
And for all of you out there listening in podcast land, please be sure to give us a follow on whatever platform you follow us on. We appreciate all the love we've been getting there. If you've got somebody like Tyler Roy you want us to be talking to, drop us an email, vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. Of course, you can check us out at vehiclecitysound.com. That's our website. Get some of that merch. Mm-hmm. I need to make some room down here. And of course, anything, any comments, check us out on Facebook. We're on Instagram as well. Love hearing from you. Appreciate everything you've been doing. Tyler Roy, appreciate you being with us here tonight. Yep. And hey, everybody, be good.